The other thing I want to ask you about from patterns of care relates to rectal cancer and specifically neoadjuvant therapy and kind of the two questions that the NSABP is testing. One is capecitabine versus 5-FU and then plus or minus oxali or 2x2 design. And what we see is, you know, still kind of a split in practice between whether people are going to use a loader or 5-FU off study. But an increasing number of people who will consider or will utilize oxali off-study, typical situation, younger, bulkier tumor. Again, does that kind of line up with your own practice?
It is. I have to say I'm probably on a fringe here because, one, I've been using Xeloda for a long time with radiation. I sort of bought that and said that's so much easier. So outside of a trial, I only use capecitabine in the adjuvant setting.
In rectal. Yeah, MD Anderson does the same thing, but very few other groups seem to.
Yeah, it's crazy. To me, well, you can be a purist, again, and say I'm going to use infusion 5-FU, but frankly, just from a ease of delivery and a dialing up and down of the dose, I actually think it's a better compound in that setting. I also share some of your respondents' bias. I am one of your respondents, but the bias that, you know, if OX works in the adjuvant setting, and OX is a radiation enhancer, and the principle of neoadjuvant is twofold, one, to get that tumor down, but also to begin your systemic therapy, why wouldn't you bring OX in? And so this is one of those, well, doc, what would you do to you? I have to look and say, well, if I had a big bulky tumor, or if it was going to be very close and I was going to have an ostomy for the rest of my life, and if I could get some decent additional downstaging, why not? So I do, you know, I have this bias. We do the trial, and in fact, we do accrue a lot to that clinical trial. But in that subset of patients where we're, I guess, trying to be a bit more aggressive and have loftier goals of anal sphincter sparing, I'll throw a little weekly OX in on that mix.
You know, it's interesting, you know, using capecitabine as your standard off study and then putting patients on the trial, you know, when they get randomized to 5-FU, do you go,
Well, I am. I personally am. I guess I just had, actually, I should share this because I have this patient just recently, rectal cancer, and that rectal trial is a very hard one to sell because you present Xeloda, you present infusion 5-FU, you present OX, and almost every patient says, well, I want Xelox, you know, at the end
right,
of the day.
Right.
But I had this guy who worked at the British Embassy, and he's this classic Brit, and he comes in and I present him the study after having this whole spiel about rectal cancer and neoadjuvant and all that, and he looks at his wife and goes, well, we're going to do the study, aren't we? And I thought, how culturally different is that to where we're, you know, all for one, one for all, we're going to put our hat in the ring. And now he's post-op, and he's going to do the post-op study that's there, too. So, again,
what did
I
you
just
get randomized to in the NSABP study?
Infusion 5-FU.
Wow. How did you feel about that?
You know, in the end, he did fine. He tolerated it well. He didn't really miss any work. He got used to his pump. So from a toxicity perspective, I would argue it was less toxic than I'm used to seeing with the Xeloda, with the addition of the OX, certainly. He did have downstaging, so it, you know, he had the desired result at the end. So at the beginning, I was like, oh, it's not my favorite arm. Now, I will also say that I don't open trials I wouldn't do myself. So that's, again, how I decide about what trials I'd open in my shop. So if I had, or, you know, if I needed neoadjuvant, I would enroll in that trial and feel comfortable because I'm not sure of one answer or the other. It's a convenience issue. It's a toxicity issue. And frankly, the phase 2 data with Xelox and rectal cancer isn't that much better than what we see with just 5-FU.
Do you ever imagine yourself, your lifestyle, quality of life with a pump?
Yeah.
How's
which is one
sound?
Of my biases, no fun. I mean, that's one of my biases towards capecitabine, is if I can give you what I think is essentially the same, you know, no port, no pump.
Yeah, I mean, people say, well, they're the same except you need a pump. I mean, that's the same except. I mean, that's not
inconsequential.
It's a big except.
Yeah.